Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Join us for the Awakening 2015 Rebuilding the Wall in Orlando, Florida, coming up in March. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this upcoming Awakening. Matt, it's March 14, which is a Saturday, and it begins at 8:30 in the morning, goes till 5 o'clock in the afternoon, two plenary sessions, and 9 to 10 breakout sessions in sections A and B. This will be a powerful event. Governor Mike Huckabee has just agreed to be a speaker at the Awakening. He will be a keynote address at the Awakening 2015 in Orlando, Florida. You've been to past Awakenings, Matt. You've spoken at Awakenings. You're going to be at this coming Awakening. Tell us about your experience, why the Awakening is so much different.
Well, you know, listen, there are a number of great conferences around the country that we go to every year. Many of them have very much a political focus. But as you and I have talked about so many times before, Matt, you know, there's an artificial separation of church and state, if you will. This notion that politics and cultural issues, issues of faith and moral issues, that they're somehow separate and must be kept separate. That's artificial. That's radical secularists and leftists created that myth in order to try to get Christians out of the purview of politics. What I love about the Awakening and what I have heard dozens and dozens and dozens of people comment on when they came to the Awakening and in past Awakenings is the overwhelming presence of the Holy Spirit, the clear cultural and moral and biblical issues that are being discussed at the Awakening in the context of our larger culture, yes, up to and including politics. So it's all kind of combined at the Awakening Conference, which it really is in reality. So people get the spiritual. They get the political. It's really got something for everybody, Matt. So I have always walked away from there moved, encouraged, and recharged to continue in the front lines on the battles ahead. I know you have as well.
I have as well. It is really different than any other event because you're right. A lot of these events are either spiritual or political. This combines both. And this is a quote from President of the Florida Family Policy Council, John Stemberger, regarding one of the awakenings that he attended. And he says, quote, "I have been to a lot of conferences over the 30 years, maybe hundreds, but the Awakening Conference was perhaps the best and most powerful conference I have ever attended. It was deeply intellectual and yet deeply spiritual." And that is a powerful statement by John Stemberger, who has literally been to hundreds of conferences, many conferences around the country of all different kinds, and yet he says that this is perhaps the best and most powerful conference, and it blended the intellectual with the spiritual. That's the uniqueness about the Awakening. It really is a blend of the two, and it is a powerful, spiritually moving event, but it is also an event that brings in some of the best speakers and information that you'll get anywhere. And the breakout sessions, we spend a lot of time with those. We create a breakout session with people on the panel that have expertise in the subject matter. We ask a moderator to lead it, but it's not a free-for-all like you see in a lot of breakout sessions. Some breakout sessions, it'll be a free-for-all. You'll have one person speaking on this and another person speaking on that, and it's really not connected. We have a beginning and an end, a takeoff and a touchdown, and the moderator guides that in an active way to lead that particular panel through that discussion so that you literally have a cohesive, strong breakout panel of some of the nation's experts on that particular subject matter. So you'll learn a lot. It'll be great content. Your problem will be, how can I attend all these breakouts? So you may want to bring friends, and each of you can attend a different breakout, and then you can come back together. You can listen to the tapes. You can listen to each other's notes and so forth.
Right, Matt. You know, And there is this part of it. I just was in Chicago a few weeks back for a week or so. Frigid temperatures. You know, who doesn't want to be in Orlando, Florida in March? I mean, it could not be a better setting. March in Florida,
Yeah, March 14th, it's going to be all day Saturday in Orlando, Florida. So you can come in a few days early, a few days later, and you can visit the sites in beautiful, sunny Florida while the rest of the country is tied up under snowdrifts. And you can be here in the warm weather of Florida. But the event is just phenomenal. Governor Mike Huckabee recently announced on Fox News that was his last Fox News program, The Huckabee Show. It was the most popular weekend cable television show for several years in the running. He walked away from that because he's exploring the next phase of his life. He hasn't declared yet, but he's considering whether to run for a higher office. And if not, he's certainly going to be a voice in the culture. He's very well respected. He's always a good communicator. Heard him many times, and he'll be giving a keynote address at the Awakening. So you won't want to miss that. You have some time to be able to talk with him. We've got other political individuals that are invited as well. We have Senator Rick Santorum. We have Ted Cruz. And we have some amazing speakers. Some of the speakers that you're going to hear may not be the household name, like Kamal Saleem. May not have ever heard of Kamal Saleem. But I can tell you what, once you hear Kamal Saleem, you'll never forget him. If you ever read his book, Blood of the Lambs, you'll be riveted by the story of this former terrorist. And you've heard people that have said, well, I used to be in the Middle East. I was a former terrorist. No, this guy was a terrorist. He really was a terrorist. He really killed people. He went out to try to kill Jews. He was willing to lose his life. He recruited people on college campuses in the United States. And God turned him around. And he has this amazing testimony, but he also has this amazing insight about radical Islam and how it is infiltrating and attempting to infiltrate the West, and particularly the United States of America. So you'll hear from him and many others like him. Gail McWilliams. You may not have ever heard of Gail McWilliams, but she is the most pro-life person I've ever seen. Amazing. She's blind. Now, how did she go blind? She went blind by giving birth to her children, and her doctor said, you need to abort, otherwise you're going to lose your sight. She chose to choose life, and she did lose her sight. But I can tell you what, she sees much better than you and I, who have 20/20 vision or corrected vision, whatever you have. But she's just an amazing speaker. You'll hear from her at the Awakening.
Yeah, scores of the top Christian leaders from around the country, really from around the world, will be speaking at this event, some in the plenary session, some in the breakout sessions. It's an opportunity for folks to meet one-on-one with some of the country's foremost leaders, Matt, and the topics, they run the gamut. I mean, we'll be covering all of the pressing issues that affect every American today, and both domestic and foreign. I mean, we've got issues covering radical jihad, the clear and present danger that radical Islam poses to not just America, but to Europe and to the rest of the world. We have speakers, like you mentioned, Kamal Saleem, who have direct experience and knowledge relative to those issues. So it's just an all-star cast of speakers. People will glean from the brightest and the best and the wisest and the most knowledgeable on all of these pressing issues.
Well, it's the Awakening 2015. The theme this year is rebuilding the wall, and certainly we do need to rebuild that wall spiritually and politically. And that's going to be March 14, and that will be in Orlando, Florida. You can go to theawakeningusa.org, theawakeningusa.org, or you can call 877-810-1776. 877-810-1776, or visit theawakeningusa.org to register for The Awakening March 2014 in Orlando, Florida. I hope to see you there because it's a powerful event. As John Zimberger said, it's the most powerful, or perhaps the most powerful conference he's ever attended. It was both deeply intellectual and yet very spiritual as well. That is going to be all day, 8:30 to 5 in Orlando, Florida, Saturday, March 14. So visit theawakeningusa.org to register now and get your tickets. Make sure that you give this out to your friends and your other communities on your social networks. Governor Mike Huckabee's a keynote. Many other speakers will be there. You'll be inspired and motivated, both in the plenary sessions, and then you'll get a lot of specific information and how-tos in the breakout sessions. You'll have lots of choices and a great opportunity to network with others around the country. Join us together for the Awakening 2015 and help us rebuild the wall. This is the year that we ought to begin rebuilding the wall as we move forward in 2016 and beyond.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.